Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, did you see this? Do you know how many different versions there are of Taylor Swift's album? Like, how many different versions? So there are like multiple vinyls. There's the acoustic version. Do you know how many different versions are available right now for you to purchase for Life of a Showgirl?
Well, the fact there's more than one is kind of astonishing to me, but I'll say five. There are five versions.
There are 28 different versions of the Taylor Swift album for you to be able to purchase. So if you go to Target right now, because Target is the exclusive carrier of the vinyl, they have a orange vinyl, they have a purple vinyl, they got a blue vinyl. Like, they are selling this thing to you 28 different ways. They just had an acoustic version, Rob, that was only going to be available on iTunes for 24 hours. You had to download it and buy it in the 24 hours. That was the only time that they were going to be able to sell it. How she has purposely repackaged this thing as many times over the course of 7 days like this has been a marketing masterclass is what we have seen. Why I am bringing that up. Now, I have not heard this song. I know about the song, but I never heard the song. I don't think I ever plan on listening to this song, because why would I? But to my understanding, Rob, and tell me if I'm wrong, there's a song on this album called Wood. And not like shoulda, coulda, would. I mean like wood, like a tree. Now, my understanding is that this song is about Travis Kelce. That's my understanding. Again, I haven't heard it. I can only go off secondhand information. I can only go off what I've heard. Now, I have heard one song from the album, that Ophelia song. Have you heard this song?
First off, I've heard Wood. I've also heard Fate of Ophelia, yes.
Okay, I didn't know it was called Fate of Ophelia. I did hear the Ophelia song.
It's not bad. That one's a little bit more boppy than the slow jams. It was more in your lane.
It sounded like Urban Outfitters music to me. It sounded like I should have been shopping for trousers. That wasn't really the kind of music that I listened to. But hey, if that's what you like, good for you. Not really for me. Not really the kind of bops that I'm looking for. But hey, if it got you moving and it got you ready to go through the aisles at Kohl's, I'm happy for you. That's the kind of music that it sounded like to me. That's neither here nor there. So Jason Kelce, brother of Travis Kelce, you know, they got a very popular podcast. And he asked him the question that we all want to know. Hey, there's a song about you. What's your reaction to the song?
Wood, great, great. Soundtrack. How do you feel about Wood? Let's ask this. How do you feel about Wood?
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Yeah. Do you feel cocky? Do you feel cocky about the song Wood?
No. Any song that she that's references
just,
me
that's
in
not just any
very,
song. This is a very specific you.
I love that girl. So what do you mean? Any song that she would reference me in any way?
Well, it's not
way
just you,
or
though. It's an appendage. It's not just you as a...
What?
It's a very specific thing.
I think you're not understanding the song.
You're out of your mind. Come on. Redwood tree ain't hard to see. I thought redwood was a little bit... That's a generous word, I think. I think if somebody wrote a song about me, it'd be like, Japanese maple sometimes can see...
You know what I really want to know, more so than his reaction to the song. I mean, the song, at least from the lyrics that I've read, sound very flattering, you know? Like, she's telling the world that you handling business. Like, why would you be embarrassed about that?
Can you imagine if she wrote a song that was the opposite of flattering? She's like, yeah, my fiance, he's terrible. Like, yeah. Of course it's going to be flattering.
That'd be called Twig. That'd be a little different. That'd be a little different song. Wood sounds like strong, manly. This song would be called Twig. I just want to know, what was the conversation like when she was like, babe, I want you to hear this song? Like, you know, the same way that your wife comes home and wants to tell you a work story. Babe, let me tell you what Brenda did at work. And you got to, okay, you got to sit down and listen to it. And, you know, you're like invested in the characters. You know, this is part of any healthy relationship, a good work story. I just want to know the conversation when she's like, babe, I want to play for you the song that I wrote earlier today. Like, yeah, of course. Like, let me play it for you. Well, all right. Like, I want you to keep an open mind about it. You're like, of course. Like, you know, I love you. Hey, you know, I get it. You're working on this new project, working on this new album. Yeah, I want to hear it. That's what I want to know. I want to know, what was your reaction whenever she played for you this song? You're like, oh, yeah, that was about a couple nights ago. Yeah, I remember. That's what I really want to know. I want that version of the story. I want to know what it was like when she played it for you. There's some songs that I want to know the person's reaction. I want to know what Drake's reaction was the first time he heard Not Like Us. I imagine it wasn't a very fun time. I want to know what Travis Kelce's reaction was the first time that he heard Wood. The most famous woman in the world is out here telling everybody that you handling business, that you changed their life. You rocked their world. That's the kind of story that I want. That's what I want them to get to the bottom to on New Heights. I want to figure that out.
I mean, I imagine he was, you know, very happy. Like, if she comes to you and she goes, hey, honey, I have this line. It's about you. It's called Redwood Tree. It Ain't Hard to See. Do you think he's going to be like, no thanks? I mean, it's a very flattering song. It's not like, what was Ariana Grande's song? It was like Ariana Grande's song about Pete Davidson, where she says basically the same thing, except for hers is thank you next. Pete Davidson probably didn't like that because it was after a breakup, but I imagine if she comes home, she's like, hey, I wrote this song, and she shows you the lyrics, I think Travis Kelce's going to be like, hey, I don't want to, no thanks. They'd be like, oh, that's very flattering. Thank you. That's what I imagine transpired.
Yeah, no, I was just curious to know. I wasn't sure. I didn't know. I was very curious.
You haven't listened to the song yet?
I don't know if I'm ever going to listen to that song. And that's okay. I tell you all the time, everything doesn't have to be for everybody. I'm okay. I'm all right. You listen to it for me, and then you report back. Do you want to be our show resident Swifty?
I've heard.
Do we need a resident Swifty on the show?
I don't know. We need a full time Swifty, but I've heard enough of the songs to have an opinion on the album, and it's a fun little bop.
What's the rule when you and your wife are in the car? How do you guys handle the music? Who controls the aux? Is it the person behind the wheel? Do you control the music? Like, I just want to know, in what scenario were you listening to this album? Was she like cleaning up and she was playing it and you're like, you don't really have a choice in the matter? Was she driving so you had to listen? When did you listen to Life of a Showgirl?
Well, as you know, I was gone on Friday. I was
took
a road trip to go up to a celebration of life.
You had to hear all 41 minutes of the album?
I heard a lot of the album, yeah. We were headed to Galena, Illinois, which is 6 hours. So okay. We had some time to kill once we kind of exited the Kansas City metro area. So that's when I heard it.
What's the standout records for you on there? What are the
Fate
songs?
Fate of Ophelia is really good. I like Canceled. Canceled's a good one. Those are the two that popped my mind immediately. Wood stands out because it's just, when you think of Taylor Swift, you don't think of any of the lyrics she says in that song. None at all.
I got you. No, I didn't know. Godspeed to both of them. You know, I'm happy. Just two people in love, you know? I'm happy. We love on this show.
I'm just going to put it out there as a person in the media who loves the album. I would love a wedding invite. Just throw it out there.
Okay. You know what? We'll work on that for you.
I mean, if we can get Mitch Holthus into 1587, we might as well just get a wedding invite. That's the same. That's one for one.
For sure. 100%.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.